Good afternoon, man. What's happening today?
Losing CEO, I mean, you guys have had a lot of losses this year, but what's been the key to try and keep these guys together when you have so many changes on the defense?
What we're about is we're about playing together. We're about playing with passion. We talked a lot about that last week here. And what's been great is the young men just keep jumping in and keep rallying around each other. And that's what it's about. It's about whatever 11 guys are on the field at the time playing together. And we've improved steadily in that. So we don't think of it that way. We think of it as, here's your opportunity. Let's go to work.
Do you have to simplify things at all when you got guys coming in new and new spots, new places?
We've been teaching in the same teaching patterns all year, the defensive staff and myself, so that we just continue to hit the same things and getting better at them. We just change the situations in which we call the calls. So a lot of them, there isn't that many new things. Sometimes, I think I said it about 3 weeks ago, we like to just switch two guys and run the same call. So a lot of times we'll just do things like that. And we've been in the same teaching progression all year. So we've continually gotten better.
What did Lumpkin showed heading up to being promoted and getting time on the field?
Once he got healthy, he really started flashing the ability to use his hands and run his feet and knock people back. And as he went in that game, he did that. He was able to trip up the quarterback and get his first sack. He's able to move people with his hands. So we're excited about what he did, but we saw some of that coming. He just had a setback early. And so as he got healthier, he got more and more practice reps, and then he was ready to go. What's great about it is he took advantage of his opportunity along the lines of what you guys are asking question-wise. He took advantage of it. So
you thought Ray-Ray did that too?
I thought Ray-Ray did that too. Yeah, we thought Ray-Ray did some good things. He loves playing football. He's got long arms, and he uses his hands. So there's some things where he wasn't perfect, but he's learning as those plays happen, and he's real conscious of how to fix it. He fixed anything that happened to him. Anything he didn't do quite perfectly, he fixed it the next time it happened. So that's good.
The Chiefs had some success with the short passing game and screens. What did you see on film?
I thought early in the game they held a bunch of times and got called. Then later we were tackling pretty good. We had a little streak in that game, which is what we need to continue to push through 60 minutes of football. We had about 10 plays where we didn't tackle well. And other than those 10 plays, we played pretty darn good defense. So we got to find a way to push ourselves mentally through that little spell. We kind of had it in the first game against the Chiefs too, but we fought our way back out of it. And we fought our way back out of it with 4 straight 3 and outs right after that. So we got to keep our mental focus regardless of where they get the ball. It doesn't matter where they get the ball. It's our job to stop them.
Is there a theme or something specific that you've seen why the third down defense is so drastically different?
It's since bye. It's up there. Now, I don't know what the stats are, but it's up there, okay, because we're taking it one down at a time. We've built more of an identity in every situation. We talk a lot about our identity in our defensive meeting. Who are we? What do we do? What do we do in this situation? So number one is the emphasis of situations, understanding when it's third and 12, what's happening to you, and how we need to stop them. If they get 11 and we get off the field, that's fine. We got to get off the field. That's our job. So we've got better there. And then the other thing is this group executing and learning how to play together. We've talked a lot about the changing personnel. We've talked a lot about having a whole bunch of new starters this year. That's what coaching and working together is, coaches and players, is you continually get better at what you emphasize. And you see these young men, that's one of the things we're most proud of as a coaching staff, is these young men improving in situational football.
From the start of the season with Khalil Mack and how you would maybe want to rely on a rookie or use him in your game plan as a focal point compared to now, and as the season has evolved, how has the way you used him evolved?
We've been able to move him more and more, but what's great about Khalil is he's a one-time correction young man. He can see it. Once he does it, he's very conscious of what he's doing. So when he sees it, he remembers the play, and you say, hey, what'd you feel? What'd you feel here? What'd you do? Next time you feel that, do this. He's got it. That's what's great about him, is that focus within the moment. Khalil has that. So therefore, rookie, veteran, any player with that feel, you can just keep the progression going. All right, we've put you here. Now we're going to move you over here. Now we're going to move you here. Now we'll take this matchup. All right, not to get into everything so people don't know what's coming, but he's conscious of the moment, and he corrects things so quickly that you can move him. And he, what's great about him is he listens to some of the veterans. They work together, and that process, that on your question, the guys working together has just gotten better and better. And that's what happens when you're allowed to progress with a group, just get better and better.
Trust with a rookie is always an issue regardless, but at what point was the curve with him specifically, even going back to maybe rookie camp or training camp?
Well, a lot, it goes, coaches and players have to work together. I'll answer it this way. The trust has got to go back and forth. So what, from experience and from just working with people, you got to talk and ask questions back and forth, and then you see how the answer comes back. This young man is so honest. He'll tell you, hey, I didn't know that, or I knew that, but I did this. That honesty level is really amazing in a young man, and so therefore you can fix things so fast. So the trust level is way up, because as long as you're having honest conversations and working together, you feel like you can do anything together.
Your thoughts on him, and that he had very little high school or that type of youth background. He gets, not to disparage the Mid-American Conference, but he's not getting probably the elite type of instruction. But he arrives here almost in many ways as a borderline finished product. What do you, when you think of his career or his life in football, what is it that stands out to you most?
Well, one, I do think he was coached well there. Two, he was moved around and played a lot of positions, which helps him feel. He's got a great feel for what's happening to him, where blockers are, where the ball is, and he developed that by being able to play all over the place there. So that was good. So a lot of the things that happened to him were really good. And then when he played against the upper-level competitions, he rose his level. And that's obviously what you had to do at this level. And he's continually done that here. So his pattern from where he came from, he just keeps raising his level. As long as he continues to do that, because he's in the process of doing that right now. I mean, it's impressive.
Terrell Brown is, you know, it seems like he's kind of in an injury management period where he's still kind of able to play. It seems like at his particular position, it's difficult. If you lose speed or mobility or anything like that, it makes it hard, but he's still been a stabilizing force. How important has he been, especially during this period where he may not be 100% healthy, to still go out for you every Sunday and find a way to play?
IMP, injury management period. I like that. He's a professional. So he's so good at learning the routes and studying. And he's studying, and he works. He knows what's going to happen to him. And he's really developed that, because we've obviously had a long time together, right? T and I, and very appreciative of him, because he's great in the room, and he just studies. So he's able to do it. Some, as guys go through their careers, they can do it. Some guys can do it with less and less practice. Everybody needs practice. But some guys can do it with less and less time. So he's been able to do that and play it at a pretty good level for us.
Do you need to have that kind of mental awareness? If maybe you aren't 100%, where normally you'd be able to rely on your physical gifts, you have to...
If anybody's 100% right now...
Right.
I'd like to know, because I'd like to play him a lot.
Yeah.
But everybody's got their nicks. That's part of being a professional, is you gotta know your body. You got to deal with your body. A lot of our young men are learning that right now. But one good thing about T is he's learned how to do that throughout his career.
Is that whole tackling issue you talked about earlier with Watkins coming up, with him specifically, is that of paramount importance?
We got to continue to get better. We've had some good times this year in knowing when our help is. Where is our help? And when you can take a shot, take a shot. Sometimes it and I wouldn't say sometimes. I'd say it's progressively gotten better besides the one half of the one road game. And you got to know where your help is. And when your shot's there, you got to take it. Take your shot on those great space players and run him back to your help. Even if you don't make the tackle, if you send him back to your help, then we have a chance. If you wait and miss at the wrong angle, now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's about using your leverage, get sometimes in space, just finding a way to get them on the ground, whatever you got to do. And we've improved in that area, finding a way to get them on the ground this year, and that will be a challenge this week.
Can some guys, can everybody learn that, or do some guys never learn that? I mean, to actually push a guy to help. I mean, it seems like that would be a hard thing to do when you're going after tackling somebody. While you're trying to tackle him, remember where you're supposed to push him to if you don't get him.
That comes from playing together. That comes from repetition. That comes from coaches saying, shoot the outside leg. When they work together, when two guys approach a tackle, we do a lot of drills, so do a lot of teams do a lot of drills. Inside, inside, outside, outside. They tell each other where they are. We need to. You keep emphasizing that, you keep getting better. But the only way to get better at it is to do it a lot. We've improved because we've done it together so far this year. And as this group works together, they get better at it. But, yeah, of course it's not easy. You got the best athletes in the world in space. And sometimes that's like being one-on-one with LeBron at the free throw line. Okay, well, where's your help? Well, I hope I have help on LeBron. But that's what it's like sometimes. So you better know which side you're going to take away. Okay, I know I play on his right. Now he just shoot over me. But that's what it takes, reps, and you got to work together to perfect it.
What stands out when you watch Watkins on film?
He's improving in his route running. He's very explosive. And his relationship with their quarterback seems like it's improving as well. It looks like he's right in the process of where a young receiver with his athletic ability should be.